It's a critical time to contend for our righteous appointments in our country. So we have a job to do. Because the fruits of things that we're seeing don't always look so good. You can't leave your post. You can't leave your calling. You can't leave the passion. You can't leave that. Look at the loss. I'm taking history and I'm seeing the loss. Amen. The loss of our Savior. Are we contending to lose the Savior that brings us all good, all blessing for our country? The blessings we've had for so many years are being taken away. I mean, whoever thought we would have to contend with the horrible, monstrous storms that we have to see hurling in the airs and coming against our country? Who thought we would have to contend with that stuff? I would have never thought weather change, you know, years ago. That's nuts. Who would have ever thought of that? That's just crazy. You know, you want God out. You're giving up God. What are you letting in? What are you bringing in? What are you letting stay here? It's kind of scary. If you want to, be motivated for what you see and what you're reading. Our churches are, we've had fallen leaders, worldliness. My kids now go to a church called Northway. They're getting tired of it. But when you're in the parking lot, you can feel the bass drum so loud, your body's like vibrating. And you get in, and it's so dark you can't see anybody's face. But they like the strobe lights and all that stuff. It's 1 hour, you're out of there in 1 hour. Our churches are turning into entertainment. You know, and yet we still incur loss. How are they deeply changed? You just turn on like Yahoo, read a few articles. Oh my gosh, I gotta cover my eyes real quick. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, we wept when we remembered Zion. When the glory was here and we rested. When the glory was here. There was a time when the glory was here. There was a time in our country when things were good. Things were prosperous. When we weren't in a deficit, we were in surplus, and that's the opposite. We've become the opposite of surplus. Deficit cancels unequals surplus. We are in a deficit. Our churches are in deficit. But if we remember, if we wept again, if we became full of the passion again, I'm coming to kind of like one of my major point. I have a family member. I won't say who he is, but I have a family member, and I had a dream about him. And in the dream, I'm going up a hill in a car, and I'm at the top of the hill, then I'm going down. And I go, where am I? And there I see, sitting, okay, at the bottom, I realize I'm in a dump, a garbage dump. This is one of those big places. You know, at the top you see seagulls, but you don't know what's in there, you know. You know, but at the bottom I'm seeing my, well, family member, and his family is resting on lounge chairs, and they're sunning themselves. And I'm saying in the dream, oh my gosh. And I'm looking at the trash and all the stuff. And I'm saying, doesn't he see where he is? Doesn't he see where he is? We've been taken from. We've been robbed. Our country, our churches, and our individual lives in three areas. And I'm judging by the fruit. Because look at the years. Look what they've stolen. Look what they've taken. I'm judging by the fruit. And what I'm trying to say is look at where you are. As my family member, I wanted to say it. Don't you see where you are? You're settling for the scraps that the devil has left in your life and calling it good. Settling in that place that the devil dished out for him and sitting in a lounge chair. Maybe can catch a few rays through there. I don't know. I turn my losses into prayers. And I think we should turn introspectively when we see what's been taken away. You know, in Guyana, not much has been taken away. They've never been given anything. So it's hard for them to see what they don't have. But here, when things have been taken away and we've suffered loss individually in our churches, you can turn what you've gone through and what you've suffered into great beads of sweat. And you become Jesus in the garden. You become the one that drops to the ground. You become the one that sweats and is pressed, because that's what it takes to turn around what's been dished out to you, what's been dished out to our country, what's been dished out to our churches. That's what it takes. Great beads of sweat. Great much passion. Jesus showed us how to do it. And I turned my losses into, man, I hate the devil. I hate him. I hate who he's stolen from my life. It's like being crippled. Crippled. I hate what he's done. I think the Lord heard. He hears that kind of heart. I hate what he's taken. Turn this around, Lord. Turn it around. Turn it around. Indignation must arise. It's alarming, our losses. Are you alarmed? Oh, God, this is alarming. Because the enemy continues. He continues. I want to return for what's been stolen for this church. These are the kind of prayers. I want to return. I think there were maybe 400 or more at one time. At one time. Multiply that. What is 10 times over? That's a pretty big. We need to stretch out. And I think there were some words about, oh, I see the structure being built over here. I see the walls being pushed out. Because you're going to have so many returns. I want to see the return of what the enemy's taken. Who the enemy has taken out. Who he's taken. Lord God, why? May my prayers never stop. May we never become apathetic. May you never stop going to the floor and crying for God to turn around our churches, our country, our lives. I just had quite a time with my son's bar exam. I feel like I was on the floor for 2 days. It was an 8-hour exam for 2 days in a row. And, you know, when you're an intercessor, you can feel. I could feel his pitter-pattering heart. You know, in the morning, I wake up with his flutters. You feel like, I know, if you don't believe it, read Reese Howells, because he felt who he prayed for and who's close to him. You know, that's how you know you're hitting some marks and you're close to people and you're interceding for them. And you're putting in time. And I put in time for my son. But you got to put in passion, passionate time. It makes a difference, the kind of prayer that you're doing. It makes a big difference when you're crying like Jesus cried. I want to pay back for my trouble. I want to turn the tables on an enemy. Avenge me of my adversary, Lord. In Luke 18. For the Lord, we're to take these things that happen. We read it alarmed. Be alarmed. I want to return. I want to change. I want to cry out. You see, because if you stop, the enemy's got you and will pull further. He will not only trample your garden, he will ruin every fruit in it. Every single one. If you don't contend, if you don't pray, get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. Of my house. Of my church. Get out. In Jesus' name. I used to ride my bike a lot back in when I had a job in Utica. I'll just make that quick. But dogs ran loose out in western New York. And I had one German Shepherd coming after me. He was about to take a bite out of my leg. And I might have been going like 15 miles an hour fast down a hill. I had to put on my brakes because this dog was getting closer and closer. And I didn't know what to do. So I took the bike and I just like put it between me and him. And I said, "Get out! Go home!" And the dog like... I didn't know where that came from, but God puts something in you. If you're about to be devoured, boy, that voice will come out. That warfare will come out. Believe me, God's put it in you to yell. You're to not use it on each other. We're to use it against the enemy. You know, hatred. Jesus turned the tables. He had hatred. He had hatred for the enemy, and he had hatred for hypocrisy. We knew what he didn't like. That's what it's for. But when you've been crushed enough, bruised enough, or stopped in your tracks, he'll move on a soft and tender heart. He'll listen to the soft and tender heart that's been broken before him. He'll listen and hear your cries. He will answer your cries. He will return back. He will turn the tables on what's happened in your lives, what's happened in this church. Don't say, "I'm telling you it's going to happen." I've already had some pretty good victories. And I know what it takes. And he's blessed me with joy. He's blessed me with peace. He's blessed me with stability. And he's blessed me with provision. But it comes at a great price. It came at a very great price. He had to turn and get my total attention. And he got my face on the floor for a very long time. But that's what it took. He came into my life. He reached down his arm and pulled me out of deep waters. Amen. And he set me in a place high above all that stuff. You know, Martinsville may not have much. You think it may not have much, but I'll tell you what it doesn't have here that I'm not sorry about, and that's my pain. It doesn't have my pain. I don't go down these streets and feel the pain and all the memories that hit me when I'm up there. I have things blooming in my garden that makes me happy. Because God's returning. He's returning. And He will return. I guarantee it. The enemy wants you to think He will not return. But the enemy has to return. You have to command Him. Return it. Return it. Turn it around. Turn it back. Bless me, Lord. Bless me again. Bring it to me. I don't believe what the enemy's saying. I'm not believing what he's doing. I want it turned around in this hour. You can have what you pay for. Pray for. You can't have what you don't pay for. And you can't have what you don't pray for. You get that? You can have what you pray for, but you can't have what you don't pray for. It'll never come. Get your passion together. Get your indignation together. Get together. We need to have more than 6 people in the prayer group. You know? Gotta show up. That's how I learned it. You just got to show up. And a lot of times I'd be praying for other needs and other things, and I'd be suffering. My kids would just be home, loose, and I had to get into the prayer group, into the prayer meeting. I had to be with other people. It's not an individual thing. We support each other. You're midwives, women. We're helping each other break through for our individual returns. For the glory and the breakthroughs that God has for you. The enemy just, he goes in and just discourages us. Forget all that. I'm just here to encourage you. Your wounds have just softened you. That's what they're supposed to do, to tenderize you. Tenderize you. Tenderize you. Tenderize you. How much tenderizing do I need, Lord? Till the tears come out of your eyes like blood. Then he says, maybe you're done. I do have a new day in my life. This church can have a new day in its life. Your losses, the debris left in your lives. Don't think that blessing's not there waiting. You got to run after it and get it. Return, 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 return in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over this church. I plead the blood of Jesus over each one here, sitting here right now. Enemy, your day is done. Your day is done. Get out of this house. Get out of my life. Get out. Leave. God's got a blessing for us. God's got a blessing. He's got provision. He's got my health. I've got blessings coming. I shall reproduce something in my life. I take my dead, you know, the zinnias. They get old and dry up. I crunch them up and throw them in the ground and cover them with dirt. And that's what you're to do with your dead, those dead things, your dead promises, your hurts. Put them in the ground, bury them over, water them with prayer. Let the sun shine on them. Shine on my pain, O Lord. Shine! Water! And return what's been taken. Return it. I get maybe 25 new zinnias out of one one flower head. Right, Barbara? I still have that wandering Jew plant you gave me a year or two ago. And it's reproduced all over. I just keep taking cuttings and sticking it all over. Bear your pain, bear your needs, and bury your losses. In prayer and intercession, I'm telling you, it works. It works. And I'm just renewing that in your minds to mitigate and cast down the lies, the discouragement, and the weariness in the way. You know, it may be just one more day. I don't know, maybe one more week. It may be one more year. I don't know how much more praying it takes for God to break through in our lives, in your situation. But I'm telling you, it'll never come if you stop. Amen. I was reading about ostriches, how they bury their heads. And everybody thinks that their heads are in the sand and that they're not seeing anything around them and that they don't know the problems that are going on or whatever's about to attack them. But you know what they're doing? Their heads are in their nests and they're turning their eggs. They're being quite... I just think that's interesting, turning their eggs. God is looking for co-laborers, midwives, intercessors, warriors. And I'm not saying men, you got some work to do. Women, you got a calling. You have a calling. We need new breakthroughs. We need returns. We need the joy. We need some things. We got some work to do. It's just contending. I pray for the passion of this church to rise up like never before. If you want to rise, you want to just stand. And I'm just going to give a final prayer. I know usually we have a piano or something, but I don't know. Lord, we just pray and we lift our hearts to you in this hour. And if you have a need, if you have loss, if you have, and we all do, Lord, remember us in this hour. Remember your church. Remember. Remind us who you are. Come again. Come again and water our prayers with your heart, with your love, with your presence, oh Father. Water our prayers again. Don't be afraid to shout. Don't be afraid to yell at the devil, the one who's taken from you. Don't be afraid. Cast away the fear. By you, O Lord, I can run through a troop. And by my God, I can leap over a wall. He maketh my way perfect again in this hour. He shall give you the hind feet of a deer to tread upon the high places. There is a table set for this church. There is a table set. Oh, and you shall all eat. You shall all in the presence of your enemies. Oh, Lord, we thank you. For you are the God that delivers. You are the Lord that saves. You are the one that sets us free in this hour. We look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory be to God in the highest. I refuse you, devil. I refuse your tricks. I refuse your lies. I refuse the scars I'm giving to Jesus. I'm giving my scars. I'm giving my pain. Because he will save you. He will hear you like he heard me. All he did with me was give me a testimony a testimony. And in that testimony, I need to reproduce breakthroughs for your lives. I want to reproduce awesome breakthroughs, awesome blessings, awesome returns. Because that's the God that I know. That's the God that I serve. And that's the one I'm on the floor praying for and trembling for. Oh, Rosh. Oh, Roku, Roshandraka. Oh, Raka, Raka. I come against and bind everything attacking you in this hour. I bind Satan's hand against this church, against your lives. I bind his attack against you. The blood of Jesus shall cover you. The blood of Jesus. Do you know the enemy can't cross the blood? He can't cross the blood. He cannot cross the blood. Even on this altar. Thank you, Lord. Bless them today. Bless them, Lord God. Return their passion, devil. Return their fighting. Return the war room. Return the cries that are producing cries that turn back that enemy, that turn him back in his tracks and slay. Slay the giants in your lives. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.